USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Concerns about the coronavirus and its potential impacts on the global economy wiping out this year's gains on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow marking its biggest one-day drop in 2 years, losing 1,031 points. Disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein, now facing up to 25 years in prison, found guilty yesterday of rape and sexual assault. The jury acquitting him of predatory sexual assault. That carried the most jail time. Model Amber Vatalana has accused him of sexual misconduct, but no charges were ever brought in her case. She says she's proud of the women who testified at the New York City trial.
I know what it means, opening up again, reliving the trauma that you could be through. Because I suffered so much in those years because I wasn't believed.
Weinstein will be sentenced on March 11th, and this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A 29-year-old German man's under arrest, accused of driving his car into a crowd of people yesterday in a small town southwest of Berlin. It happened as people were watching a carnival parade. About 30 people were injured, including some kids. No official word on the motive. Democratic presidential candidates getting ready for another debate tonight in South Carolina, ahead of a big primary election there Saturday. The debate will air on CBS starting at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Famed NASA mathematician Katherine Johnson has died at age 101. She was relatively unknown until the movie Hidden Figures came out in 2016, telling the story of African-American women who played key roles at NASA during the space race. A few years ago, she said her obsession with math began at an early age.
I counted everything. I counted the plates when I washed dishes. I counted the steps from home to church.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Thousands of people packing L.A.'s Staples Center yesterday, or what's often been called the house that Kobe built, including fans, professional athletes, celebrities, and pop stars, to remember Kobe Bryant, who was killed along with his daughter and seven other people in a helicopter crash last month. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A teary-eyed Michael Jordan spoke at his public memorial at the Staples Center.
In the game of basketball, in life, as a parent, Kobe left nothing in the tank. He left it all on the floor.
Meanwhile, Bryant's widow, Vanessa, is filing a wrongful death lawsuit because of that helicopter crash, claiming the chopper never should have been placed in the peril it was before it went down last month in Southern California. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett joining the modern era with a new iPhone. Although Buffett is one of Apple's largest shareholders, owning a little over 5.5% of the company, he's had a personal flip phone until just recently. But he made the announcement yesterday telling CNBC he has an iPhone now but still uses it as just a phone. The 89-year-old says he is, quote, barely beginning to be with it. You can find us online, on your smartphone if you want. Sorry, no flip phones, but that's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.